All the debates about the future of Greece raised questions about identity. For one thing, how much did it mean to Greeks to feel part of Europe in every way? But there are questions of identity for another country as well, Germany. The parliament there voted in favor today of starting negotiations to provide Greece with a financial bailout package. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, up to this point, Germans have seemed torn between wanting to take a hard line with Athens and being embarrassed about their image as Europe's bully.
A 3-minute satirical video that's gone viral on YouTube highlights Germans' discomfort with their government's tough stance toward Athens.
Blinde Taxifahrer, verheiratete Witwe.
In the video, two German comedians have a conversation composed of selections from German newspaper headlines and Chancellor Angela Merkel's speeches.
Pleite Griechen und die Akropolis gleich mit, meinetwegen.
One of the men shouts, "Just sell your islands, you broke Greeks, and the Akropolis too."
Nein!
The second chimes in, "No more billions for the greedy Greeks. No, no, no." The video ends with a tagline urging Germans in colorful terms to, for once, not be history's bullies. Many German media are also criticizing their government's behavior during the contentious talks over the Greek bailout agreement. Spiegel magazine's online website accused the German government of destroying 7 decades of post-war diplomacy in a single weekend. Its editorial noted, "Every cent of aid the Germans tried to save will have to be spent 2 or 3 times over to polish that image again." Historian Niels Minkma, who works for Spiegel, is critical of Merkel's handling of the crisis. He says Germans pay a lot of money toward bailouts, yet leave the impression they are selfish and don't care about the fate of their neighbors. And that often leads to hate for Germany, he says. Journalist Stefan Braun, who covers foreign policy for the German daily Süddeutsche Zeitung, agrees that Germany's image is damaged and complains about frequent foreign comparisons of Merkel and her government to the Nazis. But Braun says there isn't much the chancellor could have done differently, given the conflicted feelings Germans have about Greece. He says a recent poll reflects that contradiction, with a slight German majority now supporting a bailout agreement, while 4 out of 5 in the same survey say they don't trust Greece to carry out government and market reforms tied to that agreement. This high level of mistrust has meant unprecedented support for Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, the main voice of Germany's tough line on Greece.
Ist gleichzeitig zeigt die gleiche Umfrage nächste
In an interview
Frage,
yesterday with the German public radio network Deutschlandfunk, Schäuble predicted the more than $90 billion bailout program to be negotiated in the coming weeks won't solve Greece's problems. He says he continues to favor a Greek exit from the euro currency union, at least while it gets his house in order. That sentiment is shared by a sizable minority of Merkel's own political party, the Christian Democratic Union. CDU lawmaker Mark Hauptmann is one who opposes the hard-won Greek agreement and is critical of Greece's overregulated economy.
The problem is that they have a structural deficit within the country. They are not productive at all within their economy. And within the eurozone, they will never be able to have a sharp economy that is competitive.
He adds German taxpayers should be told that their money financing the latest Greek loans is not likely to ever be paid back. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.